Welcome to today's Let's Talk Indianola. I'm Andrew Swadner. On today's program, we talk with Indianola Kiwanis President Susan Glick about their annual Pancake Day breakfast. Indianola Kiwanis held their 53rd annual Pancake Day breakfast this past weekend. First of all, for everyone who might have missed the event or didn't hear anything about it, they've been living under a rock for one, but kind of recap the event and what it was all about.
Well, we had our signature fundraiser, which is our big one for the year to help support our 25 projects that we support all year, and on Saturday. And it was a good time. We had attendance. We were busy the whole time. It seemed like people started. We even had several from at 6:30 to 7 hour. And so we cooked our own pancakes this year, which was a first for us. We lost the club that used to help us from Knoxville. And so we rented a grill and had somebody come and work with us to get us going on it, how to do it and everything. And so I think everybody enjoyed it. The guys that cooked the pancakes, they were flipping them to some kids and having some fun with that too. So, and we had a good attendance and good some community support, and we just really appreciate that from everybody.
Well, absolutely. It looked delicious as well. I know I got a chance to stop by for a couple of minutes. This wasn't just kind of a one-person show. Talk about who all contributed and who all helped out with Indianola Kiwanis making this such a success.
Well, a lot of it starts out with the fundraiser or the advertising and getting the word out, you know, getting it on the digital signs, getting the flyers and posters put up all over town. And we have members that help do that. You know, they all take a packet of tickets that come to the meeting and some posters and flyers and get them out to the places that they go call on. So that's kind of a group effort to get that done. And then we had some yard signs that we put out the last week for anybody who's living under that rock. And so that they would see it. And I think that helped because we had a good amount coming by at the door, too, besides the pre-sale tickets that we do.
We'll talk about the money that this goes towards. We kind of mentioned it a little bit, but a lot of this stays right here in the community. Some of it's some worldwide stuff, but
right.
A lot of times this is right back and benefit right in front of people's eyes.
Right. This helps us a lot. Some of the projects we help support are the Backpacks for Hunger that goes out to the grade school kids. And we send four different high school youths to a couple of different, two to each camp, leadership camps. And these kids just always come back with saying this was just a life-changing experience for them to learn how to be a leader and to give back to their community. So that's very important. We support a scholarship for Dollars for Scholar. We support Child Abuse Prevention County of Warren, Child Abuse Prevention Council of Warren County, Blank Children's Hospital, Indianola Parks, The Zone. They do The Zone out at the middle school, so we help with that, the Indianola Hope Foundation. We sponsor a team for Kiwanis Miracle League for the kids that play that are handicapped to be able to play baseball and be on a team and have a really fantastic time. And Necessity Pantry, and this last year we helped put in the inclusive playground at Pickard Park, so some of our funds went for that. And debate team, DECA club, drama department, music boosters. We sponsor a youth sports team. We have the Banner Lake Handicap Fishing Docks that we help keep up. And Project Eliminate is our international project to help eliminate maternal and neonatal tetanus in third world countries.
All right. Well, what did it mean to see the community come out in support of this? I know there was a lot of local businesses that helped support this and really just seeing it what crowded, like you said.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think a lot of it is they just continue the tradition. You know, it's something that's been going on a long time in the community. And so they know about it. Maybe they've been to it many years and they just enjoy it. And you get to be there together with your neighbor. When people, even though we had a line that they had to wait to get their pancakes, sometimes they said they were always talking. You probably couldn't come without meeting some other friends and neighbors and knowing some people there.
Well, talk about how people can get involved with Indianola Kiwanis. There's a lot of things that people need to know and what you guys do in the community.
Mm-hmm. Well, all they have to do is maybe contact me and I'll give out my phone number or email and or come to one of our meetings and just visit. We have a meeting on the first Thursday of the month at noon at the Village. Our meetings are held at the Village in the Heritage Room, just off in the main dining room. So it's easy to get to. And just come and visit sometime. Or if you know of a Kiwanis member, tell them you'd like to come. Or give me a call. My number is 961-3081 here in Indianola. And if you don't get me, leave a message and I'll get back to you. But then we have a meeting on the third Thursday at 8 o'clock in the morning, which is our business meeting where we tend to do that. At the noon meeting, we have a speaker and more or less fellowship. And then our 8 o'clock meeting is our business meeting. And those are the two meetings right now that we're having.
Perfect. Anything else you wanted to get out?
Well, they're fun. You know, you get to know people who like to do service to others and being as involved. Many of our members are getting older, and so it's hard for them to do a lot of physical work, you know. But we do have some younger members that are picking up the slack, and we could sure use some more.
Thanks to Susan Glick for joining us on today's program. You can find today's news 24 hours a day at KNIAKRLS.com.